Greetings, this is James Gill, and I'm your host with ESETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio on BBS Radio. That one has so many links going out to it. It's crazy. So, I mean, this is going out to millions right now, so that's awesome. We're finally getting a voice out there. There's a lot happening in the news. We're going to eventually stray away from politics because it's not one of my favorite subjects, but you know, we have dealt with it just because there's so much on the line here anyway. But Kamala drove the last nail in her coffin with Bret Baier interview. You know, she took absolutely no responsibility for the past almost 4 years where she was handed a great economy and a secure border, you know, blaming inflation, skyrocketing prices on food, gas, escalating crime, open borders, and allowing 480,000 criminals into America unvetted. You know, all of her administration's failures, you know, were blamed on Trump. So it's just like no personal responsibility whatsoever for her administration. So, and she also blamed Trump for government-funded sex changes for illegal aliens and prisoners. Seriously, come on. That's your gig. That's not Trump's. So anyway, you know, now with the hurricane disaster funds also diverted to illegal aliens, leaving the victims wet, cold, hungry, and dying, you know, it's pretty much over for her. I don't know how she's going to get around with this one, but I've been corresponding with people in North Carolina and Tennessee. And these are people in charge of logistics and people living there. And they're saying they went through 10,000 body bags already, and they're asking for another 10,000 more, not the 200 deaths falsely being reported. So this is total of fake news, what's happening there. It's a major cover-up. So we're going to cover this on the next show from firsthand boots on the ground, you know, experience. There's people there, you know, and they're in charge of logistics. And so that's going to put a big monkey wrench on that one. So FEMA is now a land grab organization for the global elite to clear the way for their smart cities and mine precious minerals and metals. I mean, why else would they deny and hold up rescue operations and aid? They want the people gone. Lahaina, North Carolina, now Wyoming are all examples. There's other countries too that are getting hit, Mexico, others, you know, they're in, even over in Europe, they're clearing places out where they want to rebuild their smart cities. So the only chance deep state chameleon has is left, you know, it's basically a massive election interference, illegal ballot stuffing and rigged voting machines. That's the only way she's going to get any votes out there whatsoever. So, and this has been going around for a long time, and I've seen it on several outlets, you know, and they're not lamestream or mainstream media or even social media. You don't hear much, but 48 out of 50 states after a recount and tossing out illegal ballots have determined Trump did win the 2020 election. The real ballots were watermarked. And, you know, why is none of this being reported? So they're doing everything possible to avoid conviction for their crimes, including lawfare, lying to Congress. Sorry, orange man bad, playing on people's emotions and past victimization is not enough to get elected. So Trump brought peace through strength and a prosperous colorblind economy despite COVID. Kamala skirted the reparations subject. You know, we should all get reparations for living under the past 4 years of the Biden-Harris administration. So anyway, enough said on that. The next subject is music to my ears. Not only has RFK proposed taking the poisons out of the food, the dyes, et cetera, all banned in Europe and Russia, he's also just recently proposed ending chemtrails, aka geoengineering. If you say chemtrails, people get upset. I don't know why, but they're poisoning the air, the water, the food supply, your family, you, your livestock, your pets, all with toxic dumps of biological, chemical, and heavy metals, such as aluminum, barium, strontium, graphene, et cetera. You know, what could go wrong? You know, it's like, who are these people? They're the lizard people. I mean, there's nothing human about this. But Anyway, this is all part of the weather wars, energizing and steering hurricanes, creating tornadoes and floods. And this is all sponsored by billionaire eugenicists. And so, for those a little slow on the uptake, eugenicists are those engaged in population reduction. And now, is it all making sense? What's going on? That's the only way you can make sense out of this. So why are we being bombarded and fed toxins? You know, they want to get rid of the people living on what they so arrogantly claim their resources. So anyway, you know, that's if you haven't figured this one out by now, God help you, because we are under siege right now. Everything's going to start moving really fast. You know, we are going to get the planet back, but it's going to be intense. So the next topic is a whole show in itself. Like Elon Musk just released an interview where he said, "There's a translucent shield around the Earth. As you ascend into the higher atmosphere, nothing can penetrate it." He also said, "Beyond that, it's what it looks like water." And I'm not sure. You know, this is really interesting. So everything else is a huge CGI hoax. And so let's hear it in his own words. Let's just play that clip.
What did you see in space?
Buddy, brother, friend, comrade. The world is not quite what movies have made it seem. People think you launch a rocket up into the atmosphere and just fly out into the abyss of infinite space. But this couldn't be farther from the reality. Once we go beyond a certain altitude and kind of reach the cusp of our atmosphere, we reach the same barrier time and time again. An impenetrably dense, translucent layer of concrete solid water, of which behind it appears to be a mysteriously dark body of infinite waters that we misinterpret as outer space. It would be through this abyss of water that we could assume the potential to travel to other existing worlds. But without a way through this firmament, we are restricted to fairly limited speculation. It appears as though whatever kind of a god or what have you that created this place did not intend for us to get through that barrier. In the meantime, however, CGI has made for a hell of an illusion of what lies beyond.
All right, now, so that opens up an enormous can of worms. If true, it negates all of NASA's accomplishments, like Voyager missions, Mars moon missions, everything they supposedly shot into space, hit the shield, and crashed back to Earth, if they launched anything at all. So that face and pyramids on Mars were never observed. The space programs of other countries were also fraudulent. Flat earthers are jumping for joy, but I'd cool your jets until a little further research. So, okay, so let's break this down. There's a theory that we live in a bubble and space is water, and they have actually recreated this using frequencies in a lab. And so, although, you know, they can create that scenario, it doesn't necessarily mean we're in a bubble surrounded by water. So you can, you know, create an artificial bird, a kite that looks like a bird, even CGI, but, you know, that does not make a living bird, you know. So I'm just taking the Buddha mind approach here, open to all possibilities. And so I was told there is a protective shield placed around the Earth. And I was told that 16 years ago, and it was to keep out the negative ETs. So that does add up. And they are also not allowing the negative entities, human and ET, to leave or enter Earth. You know, it's a massive cleanup operation. So, not having a rocket ship, a very antiquated form of space travel, I cannot say from firsthand experience there is a shield, and behind the shield is water. So this begs the question, why are they still using rockets when we've had anti-gravity since the 30s in Germany and the late 60s in the US? So America's been able to go back and forth to the moon and Mars with back-engineered alien technology for quite some time anyway. So did this back-engineered technology hit the shield, bounce off, or is the shield a new addition to Earth? So that still doesn't answer the claim that space is water. So this would, you know, also negate Space Force, Solar Warden, super soldiers, contact with off-world visitors, unless they had technology to breach the shield and travel through water beyond light speed. So the more advanced ETs actually can jump to anywhere they desire with their ships, also capable of time travel. The higher dimensional ones can appear anywhere, anytime at will, you know, just like the Ascended Masters. So, you know, this whatever this shield is, that wouldn't stop them from appearing anywhere they wanted. Now, anyone who's been in the ocean knows you can only see so far underwater. And same about out of water. If you're outside the water, visibility is measured in miles above the water and feet underwater. Unless there's really a bad, rainstorm or something, then you can't see that far above water either. So anyway, if space is way below freezing, why wouldn't it be a ginormous galactic ice ball? If space filled with some kind of antifreeze, I don't know. So how are we seeing planets which appear round? Stars, galaxies, etc. Is this all one big computer simulation? Could be, so are we an ant farm governed by, some omnipotent being? The possibilities are endless, basically. So anyway, maybe the Atlanteans poked a hole in the shield and created the great floods. If there is a firmament, which is water, ancient gods could say, I think it's time to end this experiment. Start over and then open a valve and just leave it running. But anyway, the Atlanteans did have great lasers used to remove the dinosaurs, often shooting off into space. And, rumor has it misuse of those weapons contributed to their demise. So maybe they opened the valve. Who knows? Anyway, firmament is defined as a vault in the heavens. So maybe we are the vault with the shield keeping out the water. Yet the water would be ice. So again, how far can you see through ice? So maybe referring to the dark waters is just a reference, not literally. So as you can see, this new theory does open up a myriad of questions. So to me, I wonder how hard it'd be to create a small rocket blasted into space with a camera on the nose. And you'd have your own personal experience then. So, okay, science nerds, there's your assignment. Be sure and send us the video. There is one thing time has proven we cannot depend on NASA, which stands for never a straight answer. We can't depend on truth coming from them. So much of their off-world footage is filmed in Canada, believe it or not, at a place called Mars. So for the trained observer, the rover is NASA blue and white. So why is it reddish orange? Why are there photographs of astronauts driving the moon vehicles and walking on the moon with their helmets off? That kind of wouldn't work out too good if it was real footage. Anyway, my personal opinion, which is flexible as the new data and information comes in, is there very well, could be a shield around the Earth. It'd make common sense for a very advanced race to isolate the Earth, considering our past and present, administration. So, keeping the tyranny and greed from infecting the rest of the universe would probably be a good idea. There are powerful, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders capable of creating such a shield, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do have some kind of shield up there, and maybe Solar Warden and Space Force. Have the code, to open the door to get in and out. I mean, that could be legit anyway, but having seen literally tens of thousands of ships filming 1,300 in 3 weeks coming and going from space in Hawaii with tens of thousands of witnesses from all walks of life at Ysetti Ranch in Washington, common sense would dictate UFOs or UAPs are real. UAP is the new name given by the controlled narrative to bury the past. Having my own contacts, personally experiencing the plethora of beings, knowing their cultures and agendas, this goes far beyond the controlled narrative. Of are they real? They're still doing the are UFOs real? That's like prehistoric guys. Come on. So anyway, these spiritually and technologically advanced civilizations have transcended war, disease, poverty. Have what we would term magical healing technologies, fuelless energy, anti-counter-gravity, all of which is a threat to the status quo, the ruling elite. It would end the enslavement through dependency. Those behind the controlled narrative, the posers, morally and integrity challenged people and ufology that support it, would have a lot of explaining to do. They still have not explained why they censor those who are authentic, have contact along with the evidence to prove it. The obvious answer is they are controlled by the same global elite. And so anybody that's authentic, that can, that has the evidence, that have the witnesses, that have a story that could actually serve humanity, that talk about the spiritual and technological advanced off-world visitors, guess what? You're going to get censored by these very people. So Rooster agrees with me. So we have a major rooster problem here in Hawaii. There's just too many. Anyway, is there a shield around Earth? Most likely. Is beyond the shield water? Too many unanswered questions there. Space would have to be above freezing. It would be a big ice block if it was water. And how can we see planets, stars, galaxies light years away? Are we just a giant ant farm created for entertainment by some omnipotent being? Possibly. Is Elon punking us, getting us to think on our own? Maybe with the new Trump administration, these questions can be answered. From my understanding is that they are going to release all of this technology very soon. As soon as the global elite and deep state puppets are out of there, all this is going to come out. So we will very soon be having the med bed technologies. We'll be having the anti-gravity, counter-gravity, fuelless energy generators, all of that. So, and it looks like J.D. Vance is going to open up a whole new can of worms with censored and classified information. So, little birdie told me that one. So who knows? Maybe Elon will come on the show and give his take on some of these questions. Anyway, by the way, Elon, the electric cars and trucks are great, but we don't need batteries. A small free energy generator would suffice, and there'd be no batteries to catch fire or environmental damage mining the lithium. So problem solved. You're welcome. And heck, we don't even need tires with anti-counter gravity. So, and also ditch the rockets. They mess up the ozone layer. So let's open up for Q&A. I'm sure there's a lot of questions after this. So Kathy's with us today from Washington, and we'll see what kind of questions come up. And again, too, just a little heads up, I have no idea what these questions are, what they're going to be. So,
All right.
second. Okay, go ahead. I had a little computer glitch there, but we're good.
What are those handbags that the Anunnaki carry around, and where can I get one?
I think you can get them at Anunnaki RS or Anunnaki Mart. Probably has them. I'm not sure because they also show them with this tool in their hand, and they call it the Builder's Tool. And supposedly that builder's tool is what they used to build the pyramids. It would actually cut the stones, and it probably levitated them into place because the stones were actually cut with something that generated over 7,000 degrees, of temperature, because you can see that the stone is melted, but what do they call that? Some vitrification or something. There's some word for that. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, they also had the rods, the Egyptian rods they used, and the rods would balance out their energy so they don't get energy sickness. And if something be good for all of us going through this ascension process, these rods, they've duplicated them. I have a set that came from Russia, and Valery Yuvarov, I believe, is, yeah, they duplicated them. They found the rods and they duplicated them. And so there's a lot of them out there on the market. I'm not sure how good they are, but I got some of the original ones, and they do. When you hold them, they balance your energy out, because our energies are all over the place with this shift going on, the ascension process, and people, their emotional bodies and mental bodies are getting tweaked. Their physical bodies are going through DNA changes, and it's really rough. And I guess these rods can help with that, so we don't get energy sickness. But I don't know what's exactly in that bag, but I know in one hand they'll have the bag, and the other one they have the builder's tool. So I'm sure there's kind of high tech spiritual technology in there, probably.
All right. I've always wondered that too. How does our restrictions with 26 letters and 10 numbers, including zeros, compare with advanced civilizations and our ways of communicating, compare with a higher consciousness thought form?
There's the thing, like a lot of the Native Americans don't really write things down and they use symbols and things like that. And the ancient, the Egyptians used symbols to convey a lot of information, just one symbol would. And so our form of writing and things is very limited compared to that. And then most of them are telepathic, so they don't need to write. And they also have direct knowing. They can access information directly from spirit, or the Akashic records and things like that. So it's like you could just sit and meditate and say, "Hey, Tesla, what's up? Give me this information," or Einstein or whatever, whoever you want to connect with. And they're still there. They're in that sea of consciousness, of energy.
Thank you.
And they're there, and you can connect with them and get information from them. But it's like when I was building a pyramid up at the ranch, I was meditating, and Pythagoras came in and he gave me the dimensions. And when I finished, it was the exact same dimensions as the Giza pyramid. So we don't need the numbers and the writing so much. I guess on the physical level, to build the pyramid, I needed the degrees and the lengths of the boards and things like that. I mean, we do need some, but it is limited.
Right. What people show up as golden orbs, or what beings show up as golden orbs, the size of beach balls, and what beings have star-shaped pupils?
That's a good one. A lot of the golden beings are coming from the golden plane of bliss. They're 7D beings, very powerful beings. They're like God beings, you might say. They've become one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions, throughout the multiverse. And usually very powerful beings. The golden energy is just a beautiful energy. And a lot of them come with gold and green together. And so you've got that incredible healing green energy combined with that golden energy, which is the Andromedans usually appear, with that kind of energy. One group of Andromedans. There's a lot of different groups from that system. But the ones with stars for eyes, I have seen that before. God, it was a long time ago. I'm not sure. I can't remember who they were, to be honest with you. But I would just meditate on them if they're appearing to you and ask them, just sit with it and ask them, who are you? Where, what, ask them what dimension they're coming from, or the first thing I would do is do clearings though. Always do clearings and clear your space. Make sure you're working with benevolent ones and then ask them, because I see beings all the time with just their eyes. There's light coming out of their eyes. They're very, very powerful beings, and it's not uncommon.
Is the Andromedan Council of Light in the constellation?
Yes and no. What we're seeing, they're in the seventh dimension. And so they, from our perspective, I'd say no, because they're not in the 3D, they're not in that dimension, but they are in that area, but they're in a whole different dimension, in the seventh dimension of that system, of that area.
I was wondering if you have more knowledge or information on how much cleanup there's left here on Earth.
Yeah, we keep tapping into that. The majority of it is done, and they said there are some holdouts that they're sealed off. They can't go anywhere or do anything. And it's easier just to isolate them rather than spend the resources to go deal with them. When these new higher beings are coming in now that have technologies beyond our imagination, they'll just beam them up and put them back on Alpha Draconis or something. They'll send them back to their homeworld. But It's like the white hats are the boots on the ground, and they're getting help from the ETs to clean out the benevolent ETs to clean out a lot of this negative ET stuff. And the people that have joined forces, the humans that joined forces, that they're cleaning up all the time. There's massive work going, finishing up with the tunnels, clearing out all the tunnels and the child trafficking and everything else. And most of that, I mean, it's still being done. I don't want to say it's all done. They're still going after certain areas, but it's most of it, the major cleanup has been done enough to where we can start moving in a whole new direction. That interference is has been taken out. So we they keep saying we got this, and they're doing the heavy lifting when it comes to the really nasty ETs and things, the like Siavon, and it's a whole group of Pleiadian warriors that are here right now. And then there's other beings that are helping them. The Orion Council of Light is working with them, and they're planetary liberators, and the Andromedans and the Sirians and the feline beings, all those, they're all working together. So it's most of it's mopped up, but you're going to see the physical side on Earth right now is going to go through a very, very fast cleanup and takedown on those who align with darker forces or really they're not frequency specific to this process and to the Earth's ascension. So there's no way out of this. I mean, there's nowhere to go. It's like, people that create karma, they go, well, it's like you can't hide in a bunker. There's wherever you go, there you are, and your karma is there with you, and you can't get away from it. Even if it means your bunker is going to collapse or something, it's karma works, and the universe is very creative on delivering the lessons necessary for people to evolve or get back aligned with universal law. So yeah, I think we're going to go through some really intense times. I don't know how long it's going to take to do this. Some people are saying 10 days, some people are saying 3 months. I'm hearing so many different, sayings about this. Everybody's got a different thing, and I think a lot of it has to do with us and our choices, and getting back aligned with the universal law. If we all rise up and say, I've had enough of this crap, and we want we want the healing technology. We want to clean up the planet. We want to end the enslavement. We want, and if enough people get on track and demand this and demand it from our leaders, the shift can happen very quickly. But there's so many muggles and the left and these other people doing their thing they're so outside of universal law that it's taking a little longer. But I mean, you're seeing it before your very eyes. You're watching the deep state, and their puppets are just collapsing right now because the people are waking up. They're not woke, they're awake, and they're figuring things out.
What is to become of the underground tunnels in New Mexico?
Oh boy, they're being cleaned up everywhere. It's really interesting. I keep these visions are flashing in my head, and the ETs have given the white hats some technologies to take care of some very nasty stuff. So they have things that they just, pull the trigger, and whatever they shoot at just vaporizes it, gone, So, and these guys are highly trained, and they have the equipment to take care of business. So a lot of them are getting flooded. A lot of the tunnels are getting flooded. A lot of them, there's a lot of things happening that seem opposite of what we think. But there's just a lot going on. You'll see earthquakes, and some of these tunnels are being filled with lava. Some are collapsing due to earthquakes. Some are, and they're not earthquakes actually. It's something else going on, and they're just being taken out right and left.
I think it's wonderful people are talking about how our collective consciousness through intent influence the outcome of Milton. I participated in a group meditation that did this. What do you suggest for getting more people involved in focusing on this type of activity instead of the mind control fuckery?
Yeah, good question. We teach that at the ranch, and we teach Yigong, which is you merge with the elements, you become one with the elements, and through your intent, you can control the elements, you can change the elements. But you have to be careful when you do this. You know, do what's always in highest and best good. But you can actually, just like they use their technology to steer hurricanes and energize them and everything else, you can call on the higher energies to actually take the wind out of these hurricanes and take the water, the elements. You know, you can do that. You can put a stop on them. You can use magnetic when you hold your hands like this, you know, with your middle finger to your thumb, that's magnetic energy, and you can actually push things away or pull things to you. And so a lot of times here we're in a drought, and I'll go out and I'll start doing Yigong, and then I do the process, and I ask the rain, you know, I said, hey, you know, I need some rain here bad. And all of a sudden, boom, you know, all of a sudden it just comes. And so whenever I see clouds gather, and I go over here, and I go and do the exercise. But and if you do it in a group, it's much more powerful. And also two intention experiments. If you get a lot of people involved, focusing on the outcome, you know, changing the reality and changing the outcome, you can do that, you know. And we've been misled that we're, you know, through, you know, just to be blunt, you know, a lot of churches teach fear, guilt, and unworthiness, and those are all the barriers of merging with Creator. You know, using our God-given rights, but and abilities, which are vast. I mean, it's like you can imagine, you know, like if everybody had Christ consciousness, what you could do. You could walk on water, you could make it rain, you could, you know, stop storms, you could do everything. And as a collective, you know, when we join our energy together, we can do all kinds of things. So it really makes a big difference. And a lot of the cultures know that, the ancient wisdom and the elders, they all know that, you know, they all, that's why they greet the sun every morning, you know, and they work with nature. They do rain dances, you know. I've seen rain dances, and they work. They do work. And 'cause you have a collective consciousness there with an intent, you know. So but you know, we're just totally distracted right now from all of this. You know, we're in a little cubicle, we're staring into a screen. We're you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses, and right now people are just trying to survive, you know, because of the economy and things, and that's all a big distraction. It's intentional. And so, you know, we've got to take that time, take your shoes off, walk on the earth, recalibrate, you know, practice, you know, do your prayer and meditation work, you know, practice Qigong or yoga or Tai Chi or something. You know, it's really important, and it's really important for the physical body to do this as well. So it's great that you're joining with other groups. There should be more groups like that, and there are tools and techniques and processes we can teach to help, you know, intensify that. And the more we get people doing this, the more we can take back control, you know, of our planet and our own consciousness.
I have often wondered why we are being told repeatedly that there are millions of craft starships surrounding planet Earth. So many, in fact, that our solar system apparently looks like a crowded parking lot. The question is why? If the prime directive of non-interference is being honored, why are they here? What is their ultimate mission and their intention?
Yeah, the prime directive is gone, basically. That the problem was there's been so much interference by the negative ETs and other forces, you know, even demonic forces, that you know, the Earth has been under siege for a long time, and What happens is when others violate the prime directive or universal law, then that gives you the authority to come in and put an end to it. And so that's a rule that people don't realize. There's a prime directive, but if other people have other beings have trespassed on free will and the evolution of a society or a civilization, that the other ones can come in and take care of that. So and they are, and but they are. It's a lot of work. There's a lot of muggles out there, a lot of people that are brainwashed or mind controlled and socially engineered, and so they're doing a lot of work in the dream state through consciousness and energy, helping people through frequencies and changing the frequencies, cleaning up a lot of the psychometrized negative energies in Earth. I mean, it is a lot of work that they're doing. It's pretty intense, but when you go up through the levels, you'll see that. And can you imagine? We're just in this little 3D level. What about 4D and all the dimensions there that need to be cleaned up? They're working very hard on a lot of this. Not just them, but the angelics, the ascended masters, they're all working together to help out with this. But it's like the whole lot of negative and darkness came to the earth because it was kicked out of other places. And we're out on the outermost corner of the Milky Way. We're out in the boondocks, and now they're coming to clean this up. So a lot of the negative beings took refuge here, and so now there's a big cleanup going on. This has been going on since beginning of time. The gods, the bearded gods, the ancient gods, and a lot of them were not. I mean, they were not the big G gods. They're the little G gods, and some of them were tyrants and some of them were benevolent, and so we have a whole history of that on Earth of intervention. So a lot of that, the real history is coming out now, and people are hearing the truth about the Earth has been colonized over and over again, and major civilizations much more advanced than ours have been here, and some were benevolent, some weren't, so that's all coming out. And so it takes time. But there are, it's kind of interesting. This morning, I got up at 5 o'clock and I went out there and meditated. And I said, "Hey, where's all the ships? There used to be tons of ships here in Hawaii." And so I asked, I go, "What's going on?" And they said, "Well, the energy's changed, And I go, "Okay, whatever." And I won't go into that, but this morning, so one ship powered up, huge ship came and flew right over me, and I went, "Thank you." I go, "Thank you, thank you." Helps restore my faith in what's going on here, and but they are, it's kind of like they, we have to invite them. We have to maintain a frequency. We have to, and if we don't, that they move on. They go to wherever they can operate and function, So it's just, there. I love this one master I studied once. He said, "When you say no more, I am no more." And what he's saying is that as soon as you say no, and you don't want to work with them or whatever, they're like anybody else. If somebody tells me I don't want to hang out with you, I go, "Okay, fine, no worries, I'll go somewhere else." And that's just kind of the way it is right now. So there are places that have, like he said, it has a frequency there. It's been maintained for 40 years, and we've been working very closely with the different masters, and they are, that's why they're appearing there. That's why the spontaneous healings are happening. That's why the photographs and the video and the witnesses are coming out of there, and that's why the veils between worlds are very thin there, because of all the work that's been done. And it's not coming from spiritual ego. It's the real stuff, So basically what I'm trying to say is that you have to maintain a frequency, and you need to anchor that frequency in. And one of the biggest deterrents from that is spiritual ego and competition and one-upmanship and things like that. If you look at the UFO community, no spiritually and technologically advanced ET would probably step foot in some of these conferences just because they've been so corrupted and usurped, and it's a mess. But again, you'll see ships hanging out over ashrams and places where people are meditating and doing prayer work and living in harmony with each other and the planet, and that's why they're hanging out there. And so that's where the first contact's going to happen, with the people who have risen to the occasion, that don't have an agenda, that are whole and healthy and aligned, they've mastered judgment and things like that. I haven't mastered bad humor yet, so that'll always be there.
Yeah.
It's kind of a tool. If you hang out with an enlightened lama or yogi or master, they have a wicked sense of humor, and they use that humor to teach people, and they joke around. And some people get butt hurt now and then, and some people have their images destroyed because they're not wearing robes and sandals and talking in these and thous, and they might eat meat, like the Native Americans and the llamas and all the other guys, out there, or they might, we project these images on what enlightenment is, and enlightenment is being authentic and knowing who you are and dumping the fear and the guilt and the unworthiness and all the little projections that are coming at you. That's what enlightenment is. Nobody's going to see you for who you really are. All they can see is their own projections based on their own experiences, and that's filtered by wounds and traumas, wrong conclusions from past experiences. So if you're seeking love and acceptance and approval outside of yourself, good luck on this. This is a very dysfunctional planet, and it's not going to happen that way. So you just got to be sovereign, make your own personal connection with Creator and be sovereign, and be love. Don't seek it outside of yourself. Love yourself, accept yourself, approve of yourself. Stop looking outside of yourself. And it's time to speak up and call the bullshit bullshit. It is. If it's outside of universal law, it's going to create consequences, and it's just the way it is. And there's a lot of weird stories coming out that, oh, there is no karma, and like Enlil's the good guy and Marduk is awesome, they made a pact with the reptilians for total supremacy of the earth. And so Enki's the bad guy, or Enki's my dad, or Enki's my, who, it, I don't know. There's some of that is legit, and some of it's just spiritual ego, basically.
Can you share any knowledge you have regarding the halls of Amenti?
There are so many places. There's the Akashic records. There's so many places you can go to gain knowledge. There's actually physical places, and I think they're in India, where you can go in there and they have everything ever. They have this. Everything's ever happened on the earth is there, and your name's there too. It's really interesting, but there's a lot of places like that going on. That's more tied into the Egyptian stuff, but really, you really think about it, it's direct knowing comes from source, comes from Creator. And there's halls that are reflections of that and places like that. But we can actually, through meditation, you can do a little meditation and you can say, I now know all there is to know in this moment, or you can do these things and start asking questions, and you can connect with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it, or you can connect with higher beings that have that knowledge, and so it's all within you. So I'm not too much on structures and names and things like that. A lot of those things are thrown out there to say I'm special and I know this and you don't. So give me all your power, give me all your attention and all your love and acceptance and approval that I haven't found within myself. Now, I mean, I'm being sarcastic here, but there's so much of that going on right now, and And really, it's an individual thing. We're here to empower the individual to help people make their own personal connection with Creator. And there's such a vast array of knowledge out there to glean from that connection. So I'd make that your first priority. You know, why would you have to go to a hall when you can just meditate and get the information?
Can you shed some light on this, please? What physical entity has the capability and the determination to release weapons of mass destruction, such as direct energy weapons, total destructive storms, and chemtrails to destroy humanity, nature, and the structures on this earth?
What kind of entity?
She says, what physical entity?
Oh, well, basically, what it is that you have people that have no, absolutely no moral integrity whatsoever on the planet. And they've aligned with darker forces that are unseen. It doesn't affect them. And they actually feed off the trauma and the sadness and the sorrow and the death and the pain and the suffering. And these are some very negative entities. You can call them demons. You can call them whatever you want to, Lucifer, Satan, whatever. You know, everybody has different names for it, but they actually feed off of this negative energy. And there's people with just no moral integrity whatsoever that are doing their bidding because they either get power from it or they get paid to do it or whatever. You know, they're. And that's the problem, and that's in the process of being cleaned up. They're losing their connection because these entities are being taken out, and the people that are their puppets, you know, deep state puppets and things like that, they're being taken out. They're being exposed for who they are, and that's what you're seeing in this coming election. You're seeing a huge unveiling. The masks are all coming off, and very soon it's going to come down. We're going to see who these people are, what they've done, everything. It's all going to come out, and there's going to be consequences to that. And that's why they're fighting so hard to stop this great awakening that's going on, the ascension project. They're doing all they can to create more pain, more suffering, more division, more, and because they're trying to maintain their position, you might say. And that's all collapsing because it's not frequency specific. So there are people that are just, their eyes are dark. I mean, they're soulless basically, and they've sold their souls to these demonic darker forces, and they're working with them because they get power and position and money from it. And that's all going to be exposed, and their karma is going to be accelerated and amplified. So it's a no-win situation. But you know, I've looked into this for years, and I kept asking that same question. And the bottom line is, these beings aren't human, and they don't like humans, and they'd like to see us gone. And their puppets are doing their bidding, and their puppets would like to see us gone. And so a lot of these global elite guys, you know, that are eugenicists, they're part of that network. And they're gonna fall too. They're collapsing on themselves. So the good news is, this is all, it's all imploding on itself because it's not frequency specific to the ascension process. And we have levels upon levels upon levels, and dimensions upon dimensions, and of the higher dimensions flooding the earth, coming in right now to help. And the source itself, Creator God, great, is behind this, and there's nobody can stop what is coming. And so that's the good news. So this is, they're all going to implode. They're all going to collapse. Their empires are going to collapse, everything. And we're in the middle of that. We're watching that free fall right now. So it is going to get really intense, and it's going to get crazy. And so we have to kind of prepare for that. But I'll have to make that the last question because we have some other clips we've got to put in. And so we're pretty much out of time. But anyway, just, it's, I know it's hard right now, but realize there is no death, that everything's eternal. Your soul is eternal. I know it's sad to lose loved ones and see people go through pain and suffering. That's not, that's the plan of the dark arts and things like that. But, you know, there are polarities going on here, and there's a massive cleanup going on, and we are going to lose some people in the process. But just hang in there, make your own personal connection with the creator and work on the light side, work under universal law, which is basically universal peace and brother, sister, love, and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. That's what universal law is. And so live according to that and don't sell out, don't sell your soul, because there's a very you've got a day of reckoning coming for all those people. So anyway, on that note, I'm going to sign off. Thanks, Kathy, for reading the questions, and keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and just pay attention and take care of yourselves, take care of your family, and take care of your neighbors. Anyway, on that note, have a great evening. Good night.